I'm going to release some material to the loyal, as it were, and the followers, the fans, at the end of August. So you'll be able to listen to tracks and specific tracks. The actual album is being produced, so that'll be shipped out sort of mid-September by the time everybody gets their bits and pieces. So you'll definitely have your new album by the end of September, but it will be released radio-wise and going out to the press at the end of August.
And tell people what Kickstarter is.
Okay, Kickstarter's a bit like Pledge, but you can pretty much do any kind of project or idea that you have. So if you're designing something and you want to sell your product on, or if you've invented something, or if you're writing a book, or if you're doing a film, a game, or anything, an album in this case, you can encourage your friends and your fans to support you by pre-ordering various goodies that you put together. So for example, there's a vinyl version that I'm pressing up for this album, there's the CD version, all of the copies come signed with a personal note. So make sure when you do pledge on Kickstarter, if you do pledge, to leave your number. You can do it anonymously if you want, which is fine, but it doesn't quite have the same ring as "Dear Guest 74592 thank you for your purchase," as "Dear Mike, cheers mate, appreciate it." So everything's personally signed and chucked in there as well. There are, you know, badges, stickers, drumsticks from the last tour, signed photographs, you know, anything I want to get rid of.
A hedgehog.
Yeah, the hedgehog. I can't give the hedgehog away. No. I'll get animal rights onto me, but I think we might do the hedgehog badger, you know, or sort of get some kind of badge with the hedgehog on it and maybe a t-shirt. You know. Come hang out with a hedgehog, who knows? We'll see. So you can order and pre-order stuff through Kickstarter, and basically what you're doing is you're pre-ordering your copy, kind of like you do when you know, when you go into a record store, or you used to go into a record store and pre-order your favorite artist's album. Make sure you have your copy on the day it comes out. So please support it. That would be fantastic. Doing things creatively and artistically, you get to a point, if your career lasts long enough, or if you are interested in keeping it going long enough, where in order to create and write, you need the time and the space and the headspace to do that in as well. If you're going to progress on in levels as a writer, I think that's massively important. And to do that, we could go off and I've worked day jobs in the past, or normal jobs, 9-to-5s, evening jobs, work, all that kind of stuff. And I do from time to time if I need to bump up my income. But you get to a point where you sort of go, well, I've got to go pro now. I've got to put my all into this if I'm going to do this. And when you do that, absolutely. You have to earn money out of it. You know, you wouldn't call a plumber and expect them to come along and everyone uses a plumber example, but that's the truth of it. You know, everywhere you go, you buy stuff, you pay for things. It's an understanding thing in an environment where there is so much music, we are oversaturated, and in those instances it is easy to go, well, I'll just get something free. Absolutely. You know, that shouldn't deter people from feeling that they have every right and every freedom to charge for the things that they create and that they do. What's nice is now we can offer so much more with everything, and we can be more personal and give more. I mean, that's what you're always looking to do, give more value. You know, if you're worried about charging for your stuff, do a remix and an acoustic version as well, and have the three together, you know, try and give more to the people that are interested.
Yeah.
I think these days, we were discussing earlier, weren't we? It's more about you support a personality rather than an artist, as it were, because everything's so much more sociable and social that you get to know more about the person. And we were saying sometimes that's not always the easiest thing to do, because it is a big intrusion, a good one in some ways and a bad one in others, but that's kind of goes with the territory. So
definitely. And also I'm thinking in my mind about that drumstick that you get if you pledge.
I haven't got loads of them. I've got about six left that we took on the last tour that I did with Mr. Jack Browning, you know, the artist Jack Browning came on the road with me, and he's so much fun to tour with, that bloke. And most of the drumsticks, we you know, Jack at the end of a show would throw things out to the audience. And,
that's for my.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm running out of sticks. What are you doing? That ain't even ours.
Yeah, get that hand back. It doesn't belong to us.
Yeah.
He should be coming on the show soon, actually.
Again, please check out his work. Another fantastic local artist and a great painter as well.
Amazing.
You know? I mean, he's been doing that for a while, too. Mm. So you can find him online, too.
Yes. But less about him, anyway.
He's not here.
Shut your face, Jack. Yeah, put that on there.
We love you, Mama.
Yeah, we love you anyway. You've been doing some stuff with the John Peel Centre as well. So tell us about...
Okay, the John Peel Centre is like a mecca up our part of the country for anybody who is really seriously into their music. Obviously, the legend that is John Peel. If you don't know about John Peel, go and have a Google search him and look into the bands he helped launch and his input into keeping independent music vibrant, live, different, eclectic, amongst many other things. So the good people of Stone Market set up a venue that it's purpose-built. It's absolutely beautiful. It's run by volunteers, which is wonderful. And they have the sound down. They have the venue's, like I say, it's gorgeous. It's a beautiful balcony area. A lot of history there. Big touring bands come through. It's just big enough to be intimate, but big, you know, intimate with 200-400 people. It's relatively easy to get to in the sense that it's close. It's in the centre of town. And I've been working with the team there, Ollie and the guys and girls there, for the last 2-3 years, and supporting some fantastic acts. You know, the kind of the first time I played there, I was supporting the guitarist from the Crash Test Dummies, Ben, who has this wonderful act called the Son of Dave, or a Sod, as he likes to call himself. And it's brilliant. It's basically, he's a live looper with harmonicas and shakers and the most incredible bootsy, bluesy, gritsy voice. Yeah, man. And his stuff's been on Breaking Bad and every kind of Netflix sort of Southern American preacher, all that kind of stuff that you can imagine. There's one of Son of Dave's tracks on there. And he has a wonderful ability to get an audience going. For a guy with a harmonica and a crazy hat, he's brilliant at doing what he does. So well worth checking him out. And it was through the Son of Dave that I got into the JP Centre, and they're lovely people there. You get certain venues that we play, they have their own audience. People who go, regardless of who's playing on a Friday and Saturday night, they'll go along. They know that they trust the venue's going to put on good music, and sometimes it's not their taste, but they'll still go. And the John Peel Centre is one of those places. And when we play, we have people dancing. You know, we have people getting up and singing, joining in. It's one of those places where you play a ballad, people quietly listen, you know, light a lighter. You know, when you play a heavy song, they go nuts, you know. And there's people of all ages, and it's wonderful. There's that kind of, that vibe going on there. And that's been instrumental in helping me to build tours and to build more shows and to get out to different audiences with what I do, because it is difficult to explain it to people. And as there is a lot of... it's a bad thing. There's a lot of pre-recorded loop artists who will use tracks, or, you know, it's something that the industry does now. You know, we have backing tracks, was 10 years ago. Now we sort of have loops that we drop in, and people drop pre-recorded stuff in all the time. And it's wonderful. It's a good way to work with stuff, and it enables an artist to be bigger than the sum of their parts. So trying to move in that kind of a market with what I do is sometimes a little bit difficult. But places like the John Peel Centre and venues up and down the country are starting to embrace that to great effect. It's, you know, it's a big old party when we get together and play in it.
Love the basement, by the way. I always say about the basement, because the sound guys are so lovely.
Sound guys are lovely. And again, it's one of those places where they've got their little audience of diehard fans who bolster up the audience on a regular basis, and they have a great sound, and they have a great management team and promotional team. Chuck and John do a fantastic job down there, and they're passionate about it. That's the most important thing with all of these things. If they've got a passion, and they, you know, they'll get through, and they do, and they pull it off week after week after week. So do support, get out and see live music. Even though you can watch all this stuff online, it's not the same as being there in the flesh.
So don't forget, check out the website. So what are you going to finish on?
I'm going to do this, a little funky one. Some of these songs have been kicking around for years, which is why I promised to get them out on an acoustic album before the end of this year. This is called What a View, and this is about, ironically, about summers that we're not going to have these anymore. We're rains in the summer, you know what I mean? Which we just haven't had. So anyhow, this is called What a View. Here you go. Feel free to wail along in the background if you want. Oh, baby, baby, where you smile, where you wear your hair. Many men will try to follow you, but you don't seem to care. Baby, baby, take a while, you'll take a few. Honey, 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 yeah, what a view. Now. Well, hey, do you remember the days when you summer. In the middle of that song, summer.